With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran and the United States appear to be now at an impasse, two nations hardening their positions over ceasefire talks and setting the stage for a potential escalation. In the meantime, President Trump extending his deadline to April 6th for Iran to open up the Strait of Hormuz. International Olympic Committee says it will restrict women's sports to biological females as determined by a genetic test. Washington correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
The policy will go into effect for the Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games onwards. The IOC adopted as a standard a test for the gene associated with the sex-determining region Y protein, also known as SRY. The SRY gene is responsible for the initiation of male sex determination. Transgender activists have insisted that men who identify as women should be allowed to compete in women's sports. Critics have long argued, however, that women's sports must be kept separate to allow women to compete on a level playing field, and that men enjoy biological advantages that undermine fairness in women's sports. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New Census Bureau population estimates show the United States growth in metro areas slowed sharply as immigration dropped. Here's John Scott.
The Bureau reports that the average metro growth rate fell from 1.1% in 2024 to 0.6% in 2025. The data covers a one-year period ending in July 2025. Metro areas along the U.S.-Mexico border saw the steepest declines as the number of immigrants fell. Big immigration hubs also saw significant drops. Miami-Dade County, Harris County in Texas, and Los Angeles County all took in far fewer immigrants last year. John Scott reporting.
Stocks had their worst day since the war with Iran started as doubt took over again from the hope on Wall Street. The NASDAQ dropped 2.4%. SRN News. Connecticut may be cracking down on homeschoolers. Here's Michael Harrington.
Democratic lawmakers are working on a bill that would make it tougher for parents to teach their children at home, adding new requirements that critics say are burdensome. If the legislation is passed, homeschool families in the state will have to submit their curriculums to local public school officials for approval and will have to fill out a lot more paperwork. Most homeschoolers are Christians, but many other people are now adopting the practice these days. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion questions will be before voters in at least three states in November. Missouri lawmakers asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom. Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks, needs voter approval. And a Virginia ballot measure would guarantee the right to reproductive freedom, including access to contraception. This is SRN News. Well, this year's Lone Unblemished March Madness bracket has come from a boy in Pennsylvania. Here's Gethin Coolbaugh.
The only person left out of millions who entered men's and women's NCAA tournament brackets in ESPN's competition is an eighth grader from suburban Pittsburgh. His name is Otto Shellhammer, and the 14-year-old is enjoying his one shining moment. He is 48-0 through the first weekend of the women's tournament. He'll try to push it to 56-0 when the Sweet 16 takes place on Friday and Saturday. The record for ESPN's competition is 57-0. The odds of a perfect bracket are steep. Most mathematicians put the number at around 1 in 28 billion. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Kennedy Center says Bill Maher will win the prestigious Mark Twain Humor Prize. Kennedy Center has presented the award since 1998 to recognize those making contributions to humor. More details, srnnews.com.